Hi, this is dictation for Danny Seward, Danny Seward, date of birth is 5/8/1958, date of accident 1/21/2020, date of services 1/19/2023. This is a follow-up visit. Patient reports that he's suffering from ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 9, and pain in both hands with numbness and tingling is reported, especially on the right side, where there's a constant numbness and tingling. He also reports constant numbness and tingling of the right leg posteriorly and anteriorly. The patient was initially seen on 11/31/2022, but he was initially injured on 1/21/2020, and he has been followed up at Northland Radiology, who has referred this patient for us to manage. The patient was involved in accident where he was hit on the passenger front and T-bone accident. As a result, he started having headaches with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, locked focus, nightmares, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, and pain symptoms in the neck, mid-back, and lower back with radiation to the right arm and right leg started. The MRIs were done earlier, and they have been brought to us. And they show that there's a positive history of spinal stenosis of C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7 and T1. And bulging disc at T3, 4, T4, 5, T7, 8, T8, 9. In addition, patient has a history of lumbar spine where there is bulging disc and herniated disc at L4, L5, and associated disc space narrowing at L3, 4. CT scan of the sacrum was also ordered because she was complaining of pain in the coccyx area, but that came out to be completely normal. So that will be the situation. In the left shoulder, patient has supraspinatus anterior tendinopathy, mild degenerative changes, AC joint, and patient has been advised about LESI, TESI, CESI, as well as shoulder injections. That will be done for him ASAP. And patient reports that at this time his pain level is around 9 in all of these areas as mentioned. And the advanced injection treatment as fast as possible. ADLs are affected to the tune of 9. Walking ability is 9, general activity 9, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 8. In the system, in the patient report, 30% improvement so far. The patient was referred from Northern Radiology for injection treatment for him. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, patient has headaches, vision disturbance and ear ringing and difficulty sleeping, weakness and loss of balance, and loss of memory and nightmares. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, fainting, blackout, seizures, or lack of focus, lack of concentration. Or he has no anxiety or panic or depression, but he does have occasional nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the left shoulder and stiffness of the left shoulder, pain in the neck and stiffness of the neck, lower back pain and stiffness in the lower back, as well as middle back pain, upper back pain, hip pain on the left side, and difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling in the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. And respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reported that the pain is worsened and it's killing him. He cannot do anything in life. In the last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, substance abuse. Patient is using Merrum for pain. Compliance history, patient fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, 141 over 101 is the blood pressure. Pulse is 75, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 11-30-2022. Dictation number is 1204-05. Please do the general review, skeleton, musculature, and extremities examination only. And the plan of care is as follows. The patient has been recommended. All the MRIs have been reviewed. Injection treatment has been discussed with him, and patient agrees. He will come for injection of the right supraspinatus and AC joint injection, as well as lumbar epidural, cervical, and thoracic epidural injection to help with him for the pain. He did bring an EMG report, and his left elbow has a common extensor tendinopathy, triceps tendinopathy, that is also present. The MRI of the right forefoot and right hand are completely normal, but in the lumbar spine, there is a bulging of L4, L5, bilateral neural spine narrowing. Bulging disc at L3, 4, L4, 5. And the patient is a candidate for this injection treatment that should bring him reasonable relief. The medications that are given to the patient are as follows. Mobic 15 milligram daily, Acifax 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram is for pain, 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PRN. Elevil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, pain relief, and Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety. Zoloft is provided 50 milligram for anxiety and GAD disorder and depression. The Lyrica is provided for pain relief. Other than that, the patient is stable and is following through with the physical therapy, which has been continuing and order reordered. And the traction bar testing once a week. We need a PT evaluation from his prior therapy provider and a recertification also, and lack of which the patient will remain on a once-a-week therapy. He can try acupuncture, he can try home therapy, etc. Thank you. He'll be seen soon.